Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Coming up later this hour on Air Talk, person who I know who knows the most about the royal family, Los Angeles Times columnist Pat Morrison, is with us to talk about that interview last night conducted by Oprah Winfrey with Meghan and Harry, in which they provided significant criticism of the royal family and their relationship to the family. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, my pleasure to talk with the soon-to-be leaving mayor of Compton, Asia Brown, who was elected the youngest mayor in Compton's history at the age of 31. So she's still young, but going to be ending her term at the end of June. Mayor Brown, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. So you said back in January you're not going to be seeking re-election. You've had quite a high profile as mayor of Compton. What made you decide not to want to do it for another 4 years?
You know, I always came into this service role making a commitment to serve two terms. And once the two terms began coming to an end, I decided to continue to move forward with my passion, which is community economic development, just in a different way. And I think that with COVID-19 and the pandemic, just the needs of our community are continuing to grow. And so I'd like to be able to be more nimble and be able to help stimulate additional investment in my community in a different way.
And you and your husband continue to live in Compton, I take it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are residents and we will continue to reside here.
All right. And you're an urban planner professionally. What are the ways in which you've been able to bring that experience to your job as mayor of Compton?
Well, absolutely. Economic development is my concentration, and we've seen unparalleled economic growth in Compton. We've attracted over 2 million square feet of new direct investment. We've created additional jobs, over 1,000 new jobs in our community. We also passed community benefits legislation, which mandates 35% local hires. We negotiated a $10 million community benefits agreement, ultimately with some of our largest new operators within the community. We've also seen just an increase in eateries, retail, 4 new grocery stores. We've also spearheaded the investment of our community with Measure P, which I introduced back in 2015, which generates an additional $11 million to our general fund. We've been able to approve a $45 million infrastructure package to revitalize Compton streets. We also are bringing forward an additional measure before I leave, another $55 million to continue to invest in our infrastructure, our parks, lighting, and other public assets. We've seen our deficit of $43 million decrease to $16 million over the last 8 years. And we're continuing to attract new record levels of new direct investment in Compton.
What has been the biggest challenge for you in addressing either the image of the city or the substantive economic problems that Compton has faced in recent decades?
I would say just a combination thereof. There's been obviously a systemic poverty within our community, but there's also been just a very real and present and detrimental image of Compton, which we've had to continue to navigate and address head on and really reintroduce our community for where we are in this particular area of our existence. We're 134 years old, approximately, and so Compton has a rich, diverse history. And in addition to that, there's just been the quote-unquote old guard of Compton that are really committed to keeping things stagnant and keeping things the same. So throughout the last 8 years, I've fought against many political forces to effect change in my community. So it's been a constant battle for transformation, definitely hard fought.
Southern California native Asia Brown, who attended John Muir High School in Pasadena, grew up in that part of town, but has firmly established herself for years now in Compton, where for nearly 8 years she has headed the city as mayor. She's not running for re-election. We're talking about what's happened during that period of time. Compton's had, like much of Southern California, some pretty dramatic demographic shifts. A city that was majority African-American is now about a third Black, just under two-thirds Latino. How has that demographic shift affected Compton economically, educationally, other culturally?
Compton overwhelmingly is a younger city. We've always been diverse. I believe that the growing population of the Latino community will continue to be prevalent in the city, and also just demand additional cultural programming that's very specific to that demographic community. But I also believe that Compton will continue to be just rich, diverse, have rich diversity, and will continue to focus on unity and continue to focus on collaborative ways that we can build together.
Let's talk about the universal basic income experiment that you're launching in Compton. Stockton has done this now for, I think, a year and a half, if I'm not mistaken, where families are given a fixed amount every month, those that families that are in need. And then the study to look at the ways in which that money was used and whether it did bring about any sort of benefit economically or otherwise to the family. Where do things stand on the experiment in Compton?
Our pilot program for the Compton Pledge is up and running. We began dispersing cash disbursements in January to 800 Compton residents. We will be providing them with a direct guaranteed income for 2 years, as well as access to a new benefit portal, which will provide free checking accounts, financial counseling, as well as some mental health services. And so we will continue to track our participants and provide them with their direct cash. And we've raised $8 million to be able to facilitate this program without any public dollars.
And which types of donors were most prominent in raising that $8
million? Really private philanthropic family foundations that actually really wish to be anonymous, that were really committed to the work of eradicating poverty in our nation, especially during the overwhelming just downturn with the COVID-19 pandemic.
And what would you say to those who are skeptical that $300 to $600 a month will make a substantive difference for a family?
Well, the facts are that the majority of Americans are without a $400 emergency cushion. And so having a guaranteed income of a monthly basis, even of $200, has been proven to make a significant difference to the well-being of families. And I think the Stockton Seed Program proved that guaranteed income reduced income volatility, also for month-to-month fluctuations in usual households face. Also that it enabled recipients to find full-time employment. Also that recipients of guaranteed income were healthier, showing less depression and anxiety and enhanced well-being. And so there is real data that backs the power of guaranteed income of any proportion.
I spent my early years growing up in Inglewood, not far from Compton. And one of the things when I was a kid was we had a lot of locally owned small businesses that had very loyal clientele. And with the rise of big box retailers and, you know, other businesses that, you know, just simply could outcompete those smaller family-run businesses, but really gave Inglewood a sense of place, dramatically changed. And downtown Inglewood became, you know, boarded up and closed down buildings. And I wonder, with the Compton story, do you have any thoughts about whether it's possible to bring back those family-run businesses? And because there's certainly, you've got a, you know, majority Latino population, and Latino entrepreneurialism is huge. So how is that playing out in your city?
We have actually seen a success story from one of our participants, Georgia. She was formerly incarcerated and utilized her guaranteed income to actually help start a business. And so she is focusing on empowerment and motivational speaking. And she's been able to actually be successful and begin to generate additional income outside of the program. So I think that we will continue to see the level of ingenuity and initiative that is already present in Compton, but with just a little extra help and a helping hand, I think that we'll see growth without a doubt.
All right. Before I let you go, one of the things for which you're known in Compton, you had a 12-point plan to advance the city. What are the points that are, in your mind, undone or largely undone that your successor, you'll hope, will pick up on?
I think we are at the stage of really implementing the large infrastructure investment program. We approved the financing package, and so my successor will have the honor to actually utilize this new capital that we've generated. And my hope is that they will continue to focus on the areas that are most important and that are also codified in the new bond program.
And I understand your mom, on a personal note, has very good taste in music. You're named for the Steely Dan album, is that right?
I am. Yes, she's phenomenal.
I read that. I thought, I love it. Because I was wondering if it was pronounced the same as the album, and indeed it is. Mayor Brown, thank you so much. Really appreciate your joining us, and we wish you all the best. And we'll be looking forward to hearing about your future endeavors post-mayor.
Thank you, and happy International Women's Day to all
yes.
of you.
Yes, glad you brought that up. I was seeing, by the way, that in the early 20th century, the first International Women's Day got 1 million people to gather around the world to celebrate it in the early 20th century, still going strong. That's Mayor Asia Brown, mayor of the city of Compton, her term extending until late June. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Coming up, Los Angeles Times columnist and close friend of this show, Pat Morrison. She's with us to talk about the discord created by that interview aired last night, Oprah Winfrey with Meghan and Harry. We'll talk about what's happening across the pond. Pat has the latest in just 90 seconds on Air Talk.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.